Fulfilled Life Project. I'm Chrisanthi Finn, a wife and mama of three littles who is massively passionate about finding fulfillment in the ordinary and helping you do the same. The intention with this podcast is to have you leaving every episode feeling fired up for life, ready to find joy in the ordinary, and ready to ditch that same stuff, different day mindset. Let's get fulfilled. Hey friend, there is something so refreshing about a new season. Am I right? Okay, so I am recording this episode for you on September 1st, and I am just so excited. I love the change of a new season. Living in New Jersey, we experience the weather with the season, so we are very used to that. And the weather is starting to get cool here, but that's not what I'm talking about today. What I'm talking about today is the change of season and the rhythms that change in our lives. For most of my life, I have been of the school of thought that September brings a new year, not the new year like January, but sort of the same thing because it's a new year for school. We go to school in September in New Jersey and we finish in June. And so, you know, as a student, I went through this. And then as a teacher, I went through this. And now as a mom, I'm still on that same schedule. So being September 1st, waking up today, feeling a little bit of a crisp chill in the air, and just knowing that we are on our path to a new season has me super excited. And it really made me desire to sit down and record this episode for you about seasons, about this shift in seasons, and sort of declaring this time for change, a new year. It's a time to really set forth with a new mindset. So here we go. Today we are talking about seasons, and I have, you know, I love alliteration. So I have some alliteration for you. But first, I want to kick off with this quote from Ed Milet. If you don't follow Ed Milet or listen to his podcast, go do that after you listen to this one, of course. I just love him. And so he says this: the instant you accept responsibility for everything in your life is the moment you acquire the power to change it. Preach, Ed, preach. The instant you accept responsibility for everything in your life is the moment you acquire the power to change it. Isn't that what this is all about? Isn't that what we've been talking about with the Fulfilled Life Project? Like, we don't have to live a life that is the same stuff, different day. We don't have to live a life that is like mundane and boring and rote and draining, right? We have the power to change. We have the power to live the life we want to live. So that being said, you have the opportunity now at the start of a new season to really create what you want your life to look like for this season, for this upcoming season. And maybe it's the season of fall. Maybe it's the season of the school year, but I know that it's September 1st. And so we are talking about seasons. And so my alliteration for you today is all around the letter S for seasons, and it's schedule, systems, and support. Whether you are a mom of kids going back to school, or you are a teacher of yourself, or you are not, and those things don't apply to you, this can still apply. It is still the change of a new season. We are still now closing the doors on summer, closing the doors on maybe those, you know, more times for a vacation and a few drinks and eating a little more frivolously. We are starting anew. September 1st. Here we go. So, schedule. I want you to think about your upcoming season. What is it going to look like for you? And I'm going to go off of the example of my own life. I know that September is going to mean the kids are going back to school and fall sports are starting up. In addition, Ryan's schedule is changing a little bit and mine is sort of changing. I've got my Revelation Wellness instructor training that I'm going through, which I'm loving. Make sure you follow along with that on Instagram. And so things are changing. And so in order for us to really thrive in this season, we have to, as Ed says, take control. So with your schedule, I want you to sit down before you get thrown into the trenches. Don't wait. I know my kids go back to school next Wednesday. Don't wait until Wednesday and be like, oh shoot, our schedule changed. What are we doing? Sit down and look at your calendar. And obviously you're going to pencil in things like appointments you have and sports nights and games and whatever else it is that goes on your calendar, your social calendar, your family calendar, all of those things. But really think about, what are you scheduling time for? Because you are in control of that calendar. You don't let that calendar control you. Okay. So sit down and look at your schedule on a monthly basis, on a weekly basis, down to the daily basis. What is your calendar going to look like? What is your schedule going to look like? I hear so often from people who want to prioritize their wellness and want to make time for eating healthy and feeling their best and getting some exercise in every day. And they say, I just don't have time. Well, I'm here to tell you, friend, that is not true. You do have time. We all have the same 24 hours in a day, but you need to prioritize time for the things that matter most to you. So sit down with your schedule. If you want to fit in time for a smooth morning, time for planning out your meals and eating healthy and not flying by the seat of your pants, if you want to schedule time for making time for workouts, making time for quiet time, making time for sitting down and journaling and reading the Bible, then you have to schedule it in. And it's going to start with, what time are you waking up in the morning? Now, I will tell you, lately, I have been having a hard time waking up in the morning. I don't know what it is. Normally, I am like early riser, no problem. But lately, it's like, whew, my body just needs the rest. So I know that when my schedule changes, I can't just live by that. My body needs rest, because we do have a schedule. And so for me, I am absolutely going to put my phone across the room for my alarm, but I honestly think I'm going to go a step further and go on Amazon today, because I love me some Amazon, and I'm going to buy an alarm that I can put across the room, because I need to make sure that I'm getting up in the morning. And I like to build it in that I'm getting up early enough that, fingers crossed, my kids are all still sleeping, but that I have time for quiet time with the Lord, reading my Bible, listening to worship music, drinking my pre-workout, and getting a workout done, getting myself ready and in the right mindset before I have to succumb to the demands of my kids. So I know that I have to build that into my schedule. I also know that if I'm getting up early, that means I have to go to bed at a certain time. And so I have an alert on my phone that gives me a reminder around 8:30. It plays like this, almost like a little lullaby tune. And if you have an iPhone, I'm sure you have this setting also. But it tells me it's time to wind down, like get off your screen, start to wind down. And so I have kind of that set in my mind, and it doesn't always happen, right? Because we're not striving for perfection here, but we want to have a schedule. We want to know what we're doing. We also want to look at, when are we going to schedule time for our wellness? Maybe you're not going to work out in the morning. So when are you going to work out? When are you going to go for a walk? When are you going to go for a bike ride? When are you going to go to a yoga class or a workout or do a home workout? When are you doing that? Schedule that in, and make sure you're scheduling in your downtime. This is going to be so important, especially if you are like me in this season of mom, of kids going in every direction and sports and all the things that are also great and also fulfilling until you burn out. So make sure you're scheduling in time for rest. Make sure you're scheduling in that downtime. Another thing I'm going to be really working on, and I'm going to write it down in this notebook that I have in front of me with a big star, is date nights. I want to make sure that we are prioritizing date nights, whatever that may look like. I'll get to that in a second, but it's so important. It's so important to make sure that you're making time for your marriage. So that's going on my schedule as well. All right. The next S that I have for you is systems. Ooh. If you have a system in place for things, it's just an opportunity for like your expectations to become a reality instead of things imploding all the time. Or at least that's been my experience. Meaning, what is your system for breakfast? Do your kids get up and kind of help themselves to breakfast? Do they get up and expect that you have breakfast? Do you have like, okay, on Monday, we're going to have pancakes. On Tuesday, we're going to have cereal. On Wednesday, we're going to have waffles. On Thursday, we're going to have a smoothie. On Friday, like, I almost want to put that system in place. But whatever your system is, have something in place and make sure that everyone in the house knows it, because otherwise you're going to become a short order cook and you're going to be scrambling and your mornings are going to be crazy. Okay. So have a system in place for breakfast if you can. Have a system in place. Like, do your kids know what to do when they get up, where they're brushing their teeth and making their bed and coming downstairs dressed? Do they know their system in place for where is their backpack? Was it packed the night before? Do they have a snack? Did they fill their water? These are all systems that you can start to think about now. And even if your kids have already gone back to school, or you're listening to this not in real time and you're like, well, crap, I missed the boat. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You can still do it. And guess what? You also might create a system and it doesn't work and you've got to tweak it. And that's okay too. Okay. We're not looking for perfect. We're looking for progress and we're looking for peace. What is your systems for sports? Do you have a place in your house where you know this is where all of the sports equipment is? If you're wearing your soccer uniform to practice, like my daughter has a practice uniform, where is all your soccer stuff? Where is all your lacrosse stuff? Where is all of the socks? What is your system in place? Again, just to make sure that things go smoothly. And then finally, this is a big one with kids and even for yourself. What is your bedtime routine? Going back to what I was saying before, are you winding down? Are you turning off screens? Are you maybe listening to calming music? Spoiler alert, I don't do all those things, but in my mind, like I would love to because it sounds so amazing and that's not always real life, but that's something you can shoot for, right? And so do you have a bedtime routine just to make it more peaceful? So it's not a surprise like, oh, tonight we're going to sleep at, you have to go to bed at 8. Tomorrow night you're going to go to bed at 7:30 and then to the next night it's 8:15. Like have a system in place. Okay. And then the next S is support. This is a big one. And this is an area where I have really had to become more comfortable asking for help. Life is busy. We are busy people. And if you're like me, I thrive on busy. I love busy. And I want like my kids to do all the things and I want to do all the social stuff. And I want it all. Right. But if you're not putting together a system of support, you're going to burn out. We live in an area where we don't have family nearby. Like growing up, I know my mom had like my grandmother and my aunts and my cousins, and we all kind of helped each other out. We don't have that here. So we've really worked hard to create a support system and create and surround ourselves with a community of people who we love and trust to help us. And not just to help us, obviously it's mutually beneficial, but I feel like that goes without saying. Surround yourself with a community of people who have the same values as you, interests as you, and who you really trust to help you out in whatever aspect life can be, and know that you'll reciprocate, like you'll help them, they'll help you. Okay. So have a support system. And who is that going to be? Maybe it's knowing that, you know, if you're running this kid to a doctor's appointment and you're not going to be there to get your kid off the bus, well, who can help you out? Or if you know that, you know, you can have conflicting schedules or everyone's going to the same soccer field, carpool, right? If you are like, the list can go on and on, but you have to have a system of support. Like those people that you can call on to say like, hey, can you help me out here? Or looking at your schedule and knowing things are going to be busy. Who are the people that you're not going to have guilt or shame around saying, hey, I need some help, right? In addition to those carpooling people and that community of support and just those people that like you can like, you know, sit and have a glass of wine with or have a cup of coffee with and schedule your downtime with and all of those things, like surrounding yourself with really good support system of community is so important. But then also going back to that date night thing I was talking about at the beginning with scheduling, do you have regular babysitters? I have a girlfriend who I was following her on Instagram a couple weeks ago and she showed her September calendar, which I was like, oh my gosh, you're so far ahead of me because I don't even have a calendar on the wall. But she was like, I love having everything written in, the kids' schedules written in, and my babysitters planned for the month. And I was like, oh, wow. But I notice, and of course, Instagram's a highlight reel, but I noticed that she and her husband go out multiple times a month. And they like just look like they have so much fun and they're so connected. Not comparing, but I know that my marriage is a priority. And so I know that also I can't wait until we're to the point where we're like, man, we feel disconnected. We need a date night. I need to schedule that stuff in advance. Okay. So that's part of that support system too. Having a babysitter that you know, okay, maybe it's once a month, maybe it's once a week, maybe it's every 2 weeks, but have something in place so you're not scrambling to be like, oh, hey, do you think we could find a babysitter tonight? You know, those times are going to come up, but it's not ideal. So have that in place. So there you have it. We've got our S for seasons, right? This is a new season, a new beginning, a chance for us to just continue to grow. And so look at your schedule, your systems, and your support. And remember what Ed Milet said. I'm going to go back to that quote again because it is so good. The instant you accept responsibility for everything in your life is the moment you acquire the power to change it. You have the power to control the season that you're coming upon. Now, of course, you know I'm going to say God has a plan and none of us know what it is. So there's going to be things that come up that we have no idea, and that's okay. But we can do our best to create that schedule, to have those systems and create that support, because we were created for community. We were created to live a life that is fulfilled, right? So friend, let's get fulfilled. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I pray that you are leaving here feeling more fulfilled than ever, that you are ready to go out and live your best life. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you go ahead and share it with your best girlfriend. Put it on your social media and tag me so that I can thank you for helping to spread the word about the Fulfilled Life Project. Until next time, girl, see you later.